When I was in the grammar school, I tried to kill my teacher. And I've been arrested and in jail 5-6 times. I did awful things, got in fights, beat up people, hurt people. I slept in my office. I didn't have an apartment. You come in looking like some of you, I wouldn't give you toilet paper. I didn't have any dreams. The only goal my father had for me was to keep me alive. Alive, not dead till I reached the age of reason. He didn't know if that was 20, 30, 40, or ever. And I didn't really establish goals other than staying alive because I got in a lot of trouble. When I was in the grammar school, I tried to kill my teacher, amongst other things. I got expelled, not from the school, but from the district. They wouldn't allow me to go to school in the district. And I've been arrested and in jail 5-6 times. But then I went into the military, and that straightened me out and made a man of me.
But your father was a policeman.
My dad was a high-profile policeman. Hard. Tough guy.
What did you learn from him?
Well, I learned that discipline, focus, honesty.
The basic rules.
Yep.
So there were no dreams when you were young. So what did you do after school?
Got in trouble. I did awful things. Got in fights. Beat up people. Hurt people. By the grace of God, I lived. I went off to the military. Entered a private. Came out 4 years later. An officer. And I was getting a big award in the military. And there was a 2-star general that was pinning something on my chest. And he said, you know, if you were in the real world, Danny, that's what they used to call me. I was a lieutenant. You could probably get rich. And a light bulb went off over my head. I had never thought of that before. I didn't know how much $1 million was, except for about that same time frame. One of the other young officers inherited $1.4 million, and he was buying all the officers' drinks in the officers' club. And I said, well, why is John buying us all drinks? He says, he just inherited $1 million. And I said, write it down for me. I'm 22 years old. And he put it with the zeros. I go, I didn't know how many zeros a million had. And then the general said that if you went out in the real world, Dan, you could probably make a lot of money. I then, within a week, I took action. I reversed my paperwork. I just put in paperwork to be a permanent military forever. And I reversed it to get out. I got out 5-6 months later. I came back, went back to school where I had to get special permission because I had flunked out 3 times out of university. And then I graduated ultimately with honors. I wanted to go where the action was, and the action in those days, and this was in 1972, was on Wall Street. So I went to work for a Wall Street firm, and I was really good at it. One, I was a good salesman. Two, I had learned to be articulate, and I had already self-confidence and self-esteem, and so those are a great combination for an investment banker in the early 70s. Bill Gates slept in the office. Steve Jobs slept in the office, and I can go down a whole list. Now, these are super successful, mega wealthy guys. I slept in my office. Not everybody's willing to make that sacrifice, but it's not the only thing. But even if you don't sleep in your office, if you want to send your kids to a better school, if you want to be able to take care of your mother when she gets dementia, if you want to, this all takes money. My children aren't getting any of my money when I die. I'm not gonna, you know, I think Andrew Carnegie, by the way, Andrew Carnegie, arguably the richest, most successful entrepreneur of all time, he said the best thing that you can have for a child is him to be born into poverty. And I agree. But most of you don't have, and I say generally speaking, most of you don't have faith in yourselves because you got low self-esteem, no self-confidence. You look like shit, you dress like shit. And you blame it on the 21st century, the reason why you dress the way you do. 25 years ago, if you come to a seminar like this, you'd all be wearing suit and tie. 40 years ago, the women would be wearing hats. This is my uniform. I don't go to sleep like this, but I mean, this is my uniform. It has been for a long, long, long time. If you want to get money from banks, dress like the president of your country. You come in looking like some of you, I wouldn't give you fucking toilet paper. You only have one time to make a first impression, kids.
Before I had any money, I used to go to the Rolls Royce dealers and sit in the cars and smell the leather, touch the leather, I went to million-dollar houses, and my wife and I would walk through the house, and they'd say, when are your parents getting here, kids? No, we are the buyers. Practice within when you're without. Practice being successful. How many people listening to this today practice being successful today? Within 19 months of me dreaming and adding it to my goals, a castle on an island, I own Guthrie Castle. Go to stores you can't afford. Go hire lawyers you can't afford. Lawyers will meet with anybody. Accountants will meet with anybody. Go to the big four accountants with a business idea. The first couple meetings are for free. Jettison probably a lot of the people you'll hang around with. A lot of people don't believe they deserve to be there. I convince them, and we have these drills, why you belong there. A lot of people that come there, you know, with money, that have made money, think they made it by accident. Nobody's failed at more things than I have. And the first 100 million are successes, but I could write a book about failures, I mean, because I've tried a lot of different things. Because failure is just testing. And one of the reasons I've been so successful in generating this equity and value in my kids, and I call you all kids, is because I convince them that making a mistake is okay. Your parents probably told you, you can be anything you want, but you can't. That's horseshit. You can't. If it's all juxtaposed, but what you tell them is that you can do anything you want that you have passion for, because that eliminates most of the crap, because most people don't follow their dream. You know, like they say in The Sound of Music, you can't have a dream come true unless you have a dream. Now, I still dream. I dream in Technicolor. I say my affirmations and goals every single night. It's bloody hard to be a high-performance person. Most people procrastinate because they're unsure, so just do it. And but I've never had a problem just doing it. Because one of the things is you learn as a young combat infantry officer is time costs lives. We overanalyze because we're unsure if it'll work or not. We're more worried about, on the emotional side, it embarrassing us.
What is necessary? What's the best advice?
The best advice is find something you love. Find something that can change a billion lives. Zuckerberg is a classic example. He changed more than a billion lives.
Added value.
Correct. Added value, change, you make a billion lives better, potentially. You may not get to a billion people, but potentially you can make a billion lives better, and the odds have just gone geometrically up for you to become a billionaire. And if not a billionaire, a whole bunch of money. It's the same advice that I give and the best advice that I got. Just and do it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.